23 hours.
Chazanga man detained over death of two-year-old girl. Kabanana residents are called for expansion of local health post. And in African news, South Africa's president unveils a crackdown on illegal migration. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have charged a 24-year-old man with murder following the death of a two-year-old girl who allegedly sustained the fatal injuries during an assault in Chazanga compound. The suspect, identified as Lemi Mulilo of Chazanga, was initially arrested for assaulting the child after the incident on June 6th. However, the charge was upgraded after the victim, Grace Ampofu, died while receiving treatment at the University Teaching Hospital. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi said the child has suffered a serious head injuries and a bite wound to her right cheek. Mr. Chilawi said the incident was reported by the child's father, Josiah Mpofu, and investigations are continuing.
Preliminary investigations indicate that around 11 hours on the same day, the child was playing with other children near a shop when three men entered the premises. The child also entered the shop where one of the men, later identified as Lemi Mulilo, allegedly picked her up and began swinging her around. The shop attendant reportedly instructed the suspect to put the child down. However, the suspect allegedly dropped her to the ground, slapped her and hit her against the floor. Upon arrival, after being alerted, the child's father found the suspect biting the child's right cheek. The child sustained head injuries and a bite wound to her right cheek. She was subsequently rushed to Chipatalebuan Hospital for treatment. Following the incident, the suspect was attacked by members of the public. He was rescued by police officers and taken to Chipatalebuan Hospital for medical attention. Upon discharge, he was taken into police custody. On June 7, 2026, police received information that the child, who had been referred to the University Teaching Hospital for specialized treatment, had succumbed to her injuries while receiving medical care.
Residents of Kabanana compound in Lusaka have appealed to authorities to expand the local health post in order to improve access to healthcare services. The residents say the facility is overwhelmed by the increasing number of patients seeking treatment, leading to congestion and long waiting times. They have also expressed concern over inadequate staffing levels, noting that the shortage of medical personnel is affecting service delivery. The residents have since called on relevant authorities to upgrade the health post and deploy more health workers to adequately meet the needs of the growing community. Traders and vendors operating in Kapirimposhi's central business district have renewed calls for authorities to expedite road rehabilitation works on the stretcher leading to a health facility in the urban zone area. The traders say the poor state of the road has negatively affected business operations and continues to inconvenience both motorists and pedestrians. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the traders appealed to aspiring leaders in this year's general elections to prioritize the road infrastructure development once elected into office. They also urged their future duty bearers to address the district's water supply challenges, citing frequent breakdowns of underground water pipes that have disrupted access to water in several communities. The traders say improving roads and water services will contribute significantly to economic growth and better living conditions in the district. Tazara Managing Director Engineer Bruno Chingandu has described the Entrepreneurship Train Initiative recently launched by the Zambian Governance Foundation ZGF as a significant step towards economic empowerment and entrepreneurship development in Zambia. Speaking during the launch of the initiative, Engineer Chingandu says the Zambia Strategic Railway Network presents enormous opportunities for trade, investment and economic growth across the region. He noted that while the country has many educated young people, there is a need to equip them with practical skills and entrepreneurial knowledge to enable them to become job creators rather than job seekers. Engineer Chingandu says the entrepreneurship train will provide young people with access to training, mentorship, innovation, and business opportunities, helping them unlock their potential and contribute meaningfully to the country's economic development.
Zambia has a lot of well-educated young men, not well-trained. Well-educated, but not well-trained. What I'm hearing is a recognition that we need to get these educated people trained not to look up to a job, but to be the ones to provide the jobs. In my time, I'm an engineer. In my time, jobs were running after us. I'm serious. Jobs were running after us. We would choose from several jobs. Today we would. This young man was speaking here. Somebody commented that would you believe me?